Blog Talk Radio.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
To see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you.
Midnight hour. Praise the Lord. I trust that you have been encouraged. This is 101 Oasis. I'm Encouraged Ministry, Evangelist Sophia on tonight. I am so glad that you tuned in from your homes and have taken the time out to either call in or to log on and to listen to the word on tonight. Truly, God has been truly a blessing on this week because we have the activities of our limbs and our arms, and we can see, touch, smell, feel. And for that, if nothing else, we tell God thank you that we can do all things. He does all things well. So I just thank God. I'm glad you tuned in on tonight. I pray that you had an encouraging week. It has been a long week for me. It has been a trying week for me. And I'd just like to say first, give everybody a shout out on today. And before we go into a word of prayer, I ask the Lord to just touch everybody's heart on tonight that they may be able to receive the word. I'm going to be coming from Psalms 146 on tonight. I want to give my granddaughter a shout out, Isabella. And I just wanted to tell her that how much I love her. And I know I'm very intense with her at times. And I just have to ask her to just to bear with me and forgive me. And it has just been a trying week. But other than that, you know what? God is still in control. Went up to the nursing home on this morning and this afternoon, about in the afternoon, and stayed up there with a relative on this evening. And I began to walk through the corners and look at all the people that were just laying up there, and they were in wheelchairs. And although I had, my heart was heavy on this evening about a couple of things, and but I'm still encouraged. You know, David said he had to encourage himself, and you don't push your trust in man or chariots or anything, but your trust belongs in God. So we want to talk about trusting God in all things and everything that we do on this evening. I want to give my daughter a shout out, Shai, and I just thank God for her. I want to give my family a shout out for just standing in the gap and supporting me with I'm Encouraged Ministries. And I tell you, this ministry has kept me encouraged, because even when I don't feel like doing it, God always gives me a word for you. And he gives the word to me that I might be able to minister it to you. And so when I get back, I want to talk to you a little bit. I want to share what happened today at the nursing home as I went up there and visited my son-in-law, who's 38 years old and in a nursing home. He's doing a lot better, but God has raised him up because his sickness, Matthew 27, he was almost dead. He was left dead, and they said they couldn't do any more for him. But God raised him up, and I just thank God for him. So I just want to give him a shout-out on 101 I'm Encouraged Ministries on this evening as well. And so we shout Jimmy out today, and we thank God that God is going to continue the healing process in his body, and that we know by Jesus Christ's stripes, he is healed from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. And anyone that needs healing on tonight, I thank God for healing for you. So let us go to the throne of grace on tonight, that we may obtain mercy, and that I might die out, that the Lord may be increased in this message on tonight. And Lord, we just thank you for every caller. We thank you, Lord, for everyone who has tuned in, every listener on tonight. By the sound of my voice, God, I thank you, God, the healing that will go out, not because of me, but because of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, God, that they will have ears to hear and the spirit to receive the word on tonight. God, touch their hearts, touch their minds, God. Open up their ears. Give them what they need on tonight, whatever finances they stand in need of, God. I thank you, Lord, that you will begin to move on their finances and touch each and every caller, each and every listener on tonight. Touch them in the name of Jesus, God, financially, spiritually, mentally, whatever they stand in need on tonight, God. Let your power, and I speak it over their lives right now, that they will, some that need to be healed, they will be healed, because the power that God has left it in me, that I may speak the word, and I may say to the mountain, be ye removed, and the mountain shall be removed if I believe and trust. So every mountain in your life, be removed in the name of Jesus. I speak healing. I speak financial blessings. I speak mind. I speak mind regulated. Whatever you stand in need, whether it be a car, you need a car to get yourself back and forth to work. If you need healing in your eyes, if wherever healing that you might need, in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, I speak healing. You know, the Bible says God sent his word and it healed one. And I don't have to come into your homes and lay hands on you. But if you can only receive this prayer on tonight and believe that you receive it, that you may have it, that God will be able to deliver you from anything and everything that you have need of, and you will be healed instantly if you receive it. So receive your healing on tonight. Receive that in the precious name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you that you're truly an amazing God. We thank you that you're truly amazing, that you have had no sorrows to anybody, God. And we just thank you for that. Thank you for your many blessings. I'm going to play one song on tonight, and then I'm going to come back.
Put hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged.
And we're you're encouraged, aren't you? Oh, hallelujah. Hit that wrong button in the studio tonight, but that's okay. I lost my phone on this week, and it has just been a week of the enemy just going back. Last week we talked about, the week before last, we talked about Job, and we talked about how he got message after message after message. And the fourth message that he got when his wife and his children were killed and his house burnt down, the Bible says Job began to rip off his clothes. But at the end, he got so overwhelmed by it. But Job didn't. He ripped off his clothes when that last messenger came, and he said, "Job, your house is burnt down, and your wife, your children are dead, and I'm the only one who's left to tell you." And Job, the Bible says, Job began, and he ripped off his clothes, and he began to worship. And that message last week touched my heart so much, and it really fed my spirit, because that it's almost like a domino effect. It's almost like one thing after another comes to take you out. But I want you to know, beloved, you can stand through it all. You can stand through every test. You can stand through you could be like that palm tree. You know, when a storm comes, when the palm tree is in Florida and the winds may blow, and the Bible says the palm tree, God has made that palm tree bendable. You know, so when the storm comes, that's the only tree that can stand the test of the winds and everything. But we can too, because we have the Christ in us and he abides in us. So that means we can go through all things, and we can come out standing like the palm tree. When the storm comes, the palm tree bends over, and it bends way over. But after the storm comes, it pops right back up. Now, all the other trees around the palm trees, they're falling, the coconut trees. You know, I'm from Miami, Florida, haven't been there in years. But I can remember as a little girl, when the storm came, that the palm trees were still standing. After they bent over, they were the only ones that were still standing. The coconut trees fell, the mango trees were all, the leaves were everything, but not that palm tree. And that's how you need to be. You need to stand. And after you've done all, do what? Stand. Because you can stand through any test, any trial, you can stand. I'm a living witness. I tell you, all hell has been breaking out from the left, from the right, but I'm still standing. You know, oppression wants to hit me, but I'm still standing. But I won't receive it. Let me tell you something. When the enemy tries to bring up depression on you, you need to go to the nursing homes like I did on today, and you need to just begin to walk through there. But I'm going to share that testimony when I come back. Truly, I have a word for you on tonight, and I just thank God for you tuning in. And let me see. I don't know what we're going to play. What do we want to play tonight? Do we want to hear how amazing God is, or what do we want to hear on tonight? I'm just asking the Holy Spirit to just lead me, or how great is his mercy unto us, because he's such a great God. And you know what? And I want to, how about we just going to play I Do Worship You? And I just love that. So let's do that by John P. Key on tonight. I Worship You, Lord. We worship to God tonight. So worship him with me, and I'll be back in 5 minutes.
You want to stand and sing it with us, it's okay. Church choir, you can stand right where you are. Song says, I do. Oh, no, no, yes. Let's say that again. I really do.
Yes, sir.
your goodness and your glory.
Praise the Lord. I pray that you're feeling better by that song. What a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. God is so good. And he's so wonderful, and he's so worthy to be praised. And I just give him praise on tonight. Thank him for his mercy and his grace. He is truly a blessing to us, no matter what it looks like. I told you he's truly a blessing to us. Hallelujah. No matter what you might feel, don't get tripped up by your feelings. Don't get tripped up by what it looks like. But know God is in control. And don't trust in man, but trust in God. And so, you know, before we left, and I was talking about my brother Job and how he began to worship. I didn't go through the whole story because we all know the story of Job, that he got restored double for his trouble. But the part that I liked it is when he got that last message that would have taken us out, would have destroyed us, or the last message when you couldn't take no more.
Job ripped off his clothes, and the Bible says he began to worship, and he began to worship, and he began to worship the Lord. And I tell you, in the midst of your trials or your temptations or tribulations or whatever you're going through in life, in the midst of the sickness and in the midst of the loneliness, and if your heart's hurting or if you need a companion, in the midst of that, begin to worship. Whatever you believe in God for, know that he's not a God that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. If he said it, that settles it, and he is going to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. This is 101 Oasis. I'm Encouraged Ministries. For those who have just tuned in, I'm Evangelist Sophia. Okay, let's go to Psalms 146. Oh, let me tell you about what happened on today at the nursing home. So I went up to see mine. I just wanted to share this testimony. And I was like, God, you know, I went up to see my son-in-law. And for those of you who don't know, you know, I'm just going to share a little bit of testimony. You know, he had surgery, and for some reason he had to have a hip surgery. Not for some reason, but he went in for hip surgery on the 24th, and he got caught a staph infection, and they didn't catch it in time. So poison began to spread throughout all of his body, and his oxygen went down, and they had gave him up to die. We couldn't even move him from Emory Hospital to. They wanted him to be moved. They put him on a ventilator, and they put him on a big ventilator. And then the doctors came in, and they said, look, we can't do anything for him. We've called Emory. But in the midst of things, we can't move him because his oxygen level is so low, and that he would die just by taking him off the big ventilator that they had. But they had another big ventilator at Emory. So my daughter got on the phone with the doctor from Emory. He called, and he said, you know, I'm going to be frank with you. If we move him, he could die on route, or he can be brain dead. So I began to put the word out, and I began to pray, and all the people in his family began to pray, and my friends and some people on my job, and we just started lifting my son-in-law up. And, you know, and they said he was going to die, and there was nothing else they could do for him but give him rest. And he was on the highest drugs that they could possibly on. He was in a coma and everything. So it looked like gloom and doom, you know, but at the end of the day, God has the final say. And so I began to pray, and the others began to pray, and we had a chain of prayer for him. And I want you to know things, and the people that prayed, I thank God for your prayers. They prayed. Jimmy is awake now, and he's moving, and he was a miracle. They didn't believe that he was going to come out of it. And everybody on that intensive care unit had died except Jimmy. And I tell you, the Lord shared with me this scripture when my mom was going through this. And about 14 years ago, I lost my mom, and she had her lung removed. And I wasn't ready for her to leave. And I began to pray for her, and I told the doctors to leave the room. Because, see, God honors your faith, and he honors your prayer, but you have to believe. And so I'm telling you this for one thing. I'm telling you that whatever you believe, God can, whatever you pray, believe that you receive it and that you have it. And no matter what it is, you can ask God. You can go to the throne of grace and ask God for it, but you have to believe it. You can't waver in your faith. And that particular time, I know I'm going around a little places, going around over, but that day, after the doctors had gave my mom up to passed, and after they had removed her lung, and I reminded myself of 14 years ago when I laid hands on my mom, and the Lord spoke the same scripture, this sickness is not unto death, that my name might be glorified. And I began, and after that, I knew that he was not going to leave here. And if he was, it would have to be God's will. And the doctor said the only thing he could do was fight, that he had age on his side, but he would have to come out. But his body was going to be toxic, probably. He's going to be brain dead. And that was a report. But who knows? Whose report should we believe? We should believe the report of the Lord. And Jimmy has been raised up, and he's talking, and he's moving his hand, and he's in intensive therapy now, and he's out of the hospital, but he's in a nursing home. And we're just going to believe God. I'm believing God for his full recovery. And I went up there today to see him. I hadn't seen him since he had woken up. I went up there to see him, and my daughter had sent me a picture of him when he woke up, and all the nurses, just like my mom, when they said she was going to die, and I laid hands on her that day, and I believed the prayer of faith over her, and I wasn't ready for her to go. And the Lord raised her up for me as well. And I went up to see Jimmy, and I was sitting in his room and everything, and we began to talk about the goodness of the Lord and how God had just touched his body, and I just couldn't believe what I could believe what God had done, because I've seen him do it before. So I want you to know, you being if you have the activities of your limbs and all of that, I tell you, it's just a blessing. So after I left there, I could see he was getting a little tired. He's still a little tired in his body, and I didn't want to keep him too long. So I stayed up there about an hour, but I wasn't really ready to go. So I left, and I said, well, maybe I should come back. And I left the nursing home, and as I was leaving, I was looking at all the people that were up there that had sad faces, and they weren't walking, and, you know, they were in wheelchairs, and people weren't visiting them. And I began to think how good God was. But as I was out in the store, you know, I just walked around in the store, and just looking at stuff, I just took a little break, a little praise break. And the enemy will come and try to talk to you and show you what things that you don't have. And just like he did Jesus when he tried to tempt Jesus and to try to, you know, tell him to fall down on these rocks. And the enemy will come to you and tell you that you know, you're just going through and life is not going to be right and you're always going to go through, you're never going to have anything. And he will show you everything in front of you. But I want you to know, beloved, don't believe the report. Don't believe what you see. Don't believe what's around you, but trust God in everything that you do and keep your eyes on the prize, and that prize is Jesus Christ. And so when I got back to the nursing home, and I still was feeling kind of like a little low, you know, because, you know, a lot of things had just weighed heavy on me this week, and I had to press through. I had to praise through. I had to worship through. I had to break through. And so there's going to come a time, beloved, where you can't praise your way through, or you don't want to worship your way through, but you got to press. You got to press. You got to push. You got to push. You got to press, and you got to push. And that's why we need to stay constantly in the Word of God, because when you can't push your way through, and it's not you, and you can't do it in yourself, that's why we need the Word. That's why we need to have a relationship with the Father each and every day. Because when you can't push your way through, and when you see yourself in a Lola Bar place and the enemy is just sitting on you, there's a word that will come up in your spirit, and he will say, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. And that word will come up, I am more than a conqueror. I'm encouraged. And you will begin to encourage yourself and self, and you can tell self, be encouraged, because you have fed your spirit the word of God all week long, or you have gotten that scripture and you have applied that scripture, and you'll start working that word. So, beloved, start working the word. Start reading the word. So when you get into a low place, that you'll begin to know how to come out and bring yourself out. So by the time I had got back to the nursing home, I still was feeling kind of, you know, jury. And I said, okay, I got to do the show this afternoon. And, Lord, I just want you to just, you know, give me a word on tonight. And I walked into the nursing home, and there was this receptionist. She thinks she was a CNA. And as I began to sign my name in, I said there was a man that was sitting in the front of the nursing home when I came in. He said, oh, you know, the Falcons won. And I said, really? The older man, he was, you know, a patient there. And I was like, okay, I guess, well, tomorrow they're going to be talking about that at work. And he said, yeah, I'm so glad they won, because I'm a Georgia fan. I was like, that's good, sir. And so when I came in, I, you know, chatted with him a little bit, and I began to sign my name in. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said to me to ask this lady, did they have anybody up there, a ministry that was going to come up there on, did they have a ministry to come up there on Sundays or any type of ministry? And she said, no. I said, well, she said, well, do you know somebody? And before I knew it, I said, I can come up here on Sunday. And she said, yeah, well, call the activity people. And she said, don't forget. And I was like, I won't. So I went up there and checked on my son-in-law, because I was still around the area. I said, before I leave, I just wanted to come up here and check on you. He was fine. And as I went downstairs and got in the elevator, And I came out, and the receptionist was still there. She was bringing, there was three other patients down there. And the Lord, she said, don't forget to call activity, so because they would love to have you. They would love to have some ministry. So let me tell you something, beloved. When you're starting to feel bad, or you're getting or you having a rough day, go do something for somebody. Go encourage somebody, and we'll encourage you. But let me finish the testimony. So as I was beginning to walk out, when she said that to me, she had a patient, and she had old elder man was pushing his wife, or I don't know if it was his wife or his mother, but they were very, very old. And there was another man that was sitting in back of me that he looked very sickly as well. And the woman was telling me, we would love to have you come back up here. And I said, well, you know, I do praise and worship, and I would love to come up here and give them a scripture and sing to them. And the Lord gave me this song, Blessed Assurance. And I began to sing, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. And I tell you, that old man joined in with me and started singing, oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Well, I tell you, we got to singing in that nursing home downstairs with those three patients, and their faces lit up. And the lady said, I've never seen them smile so much. And that lady that was sitting in that chair, and that the way I was feeling down and a little despondent about stuff that happened this week, and just being pressured and having Job experiences week after week, I tell you, my spirit just got glad, and I just got happy about that. So I want to tell you something. When you're feeling a little low, begin to bless somebody. And when you begin to bless somebody, God will begin to heal your heart, because there's blessing in blessing other people, no matter how you bless them, whether you bless them through a song, whether you bless them with a smile. But if you begin to encourage other people in your place of discouragement, God will encourage you. Remember that on today. Hallelujah. Thank you. But I tell you, I was so blessed by that elderly man singing Blessed Assurance. And then I sung another one. The windows of heaven are open. The fire's falling tonight. I got joy, joy down in my soul. Jesus makes everything right. I gave him my old filthy garment. He gave me a robe of pure wine. I'm feasting from manna from heaven. And that is why I'm happy tonight. How many happy tonight? Hallelujah. That is why we're happy tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why we should stay happy tonight, because we're feasting on truly from manna from heaven, and that's why we're happy tonight. And the older gentleman, he looked at me, he said, you know, I didn't hear that before, but by the time I went around with the third course, he was singing, and he was praising, and I just give praise for that on tonight. So we're going to come from our scripture reading on tonight, and I pray that that helped you a little bit on tonight. No matter where you are, no matter what you're feeling, I tell you, if you begin to praise and worship yourself out, you begin to lift up your hands, and God will hear your prayer, and he will come and comfort you in your time. Nobody can comfort you like the Lord Jesus. I tell you, nobody can comfort you, not a man, not a boy, not a girl. And, you know, people, the arm of flesh will fail you, but God's word will always stand to the end of time. So, you know, the help of man is not like the help of God. His help is temporary, sometimes unstable, but God helps us. His help is everlasting, and it's complete. Hallelujah. He performs completely help. He doesn't help us half-heartedly. He doesn't help us, you know, and when he comes in and he brings joy into your heart, hold on to it. Hold on to the joy. We're going to come from Psalms 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes and mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On the very day their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and the earth, the sea and everything in it. The Lord who remains faithful forever. Oh, I like that. He remains faithful forever. Hallelujah. Faithful forever. Always faithful. He upholds us, the cause of the, he upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives signs to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alone and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever, your God, O Zion, for all generation. And I like that. That came from Psalms 146. And I like that. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. If you're hungry tonight, I don't know what you're hungry for. If you're hungry for not physical food, but spiritual food, spiritual food, you need to feed yourself with the Word of God, because only the Word of God is going to keep you free. Only the Word of God is going to sustain you in the time of trouble, because you will know how to get strength from the Word of God, and it will uplift your spirits. I tell you, and if you really want to get uplifted, go out to some of the ministries, go out, ask God what he wants you to do. And on tomorrow, I'm going to call back and I'm going to go out to that assisted living. And I never thought that I would be going to the nursing home, but truly God laid it on my heart on today to go into the nursing home and share my gift. I don't know what your gift is, but God has given you a gift. And whatever that gift is, I dare you to use it. I dare you to go forth in ministry and using it. And, you know, we have churches now. We have all the mega churches now. And, you know, one thing, I'm not going to mention the church. One thing, you know, they came up for a little while, but we haven't heard back from them. I don't even know if my son-in-law pulled through. You know, they stayed with us for a little short time, maybe one or two, three visits. You know, I know things happen, but I tell you, it's nothing like the old-fashioned churches, the little churches with the pastor, like Pastor Streeter, and I'm from Connecticut in the New York area. And I came up with the old apostolic churches, the little before the front store churches where people used to call them holy rollers. And I tell you, if you needed some food or if your rent didn't need to be paid or something, the pastors and the deacons would get together. And we need to go back to that. We need to go back to basics, you know, not back to bondage. Because the old word kept you in bondage because we were under the old law. But now that we're under grace, but be careful with that grace thing. Grace. Well, a lot of people are saying, well, I'm under grace. I can do what I want to. I can sin. I can fornicate. I can cuss. I can, you know, because I'm under grace. No, no, no. There's a price that you pay for everything. Sin is a price. Sin will cost you more than you want to pay and let you stay longer than you want to stay. Sin will have you sick. Sin will have you messed up. Sin will have you jacked up. You'll be just all over the place. So when I talk about grace, I'm talking about God's grace and his love that we're saved, yes, but we don't continue. The Bible says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? No, God forbid. But what I'm saying to you, whatever, you know, when I say don't, when you go back into a smaller church, I'm not advocating the smaller churches. I'm just doing a little back to from where the churches were used to be when I was coming up in the 70s to where they are in the 20th century. You know, 1979 is when I got saved, when I was 19 years old. I'm 55 years old now. But there's a difference in the church. You know, the pastors used to come out and see you. The deacons would come out and see you. The elders would come out, the old little missionaries and the mothers and everything. But we were under a lot of bondage. We weren't free in Christ because we had religion. We didn't have Jesus. So I love it now that we're under this message where we're not bound by what we wear. We shouldn't dress accordingly. We shouldn't look like the world because we are the salt. But we're not going to hell because of our dress, even though we should dress appropriate as Christians because we want to capture the right. We want to capture the right way, not the wrong way. We want people to look on us and say there's something different about us. There's something different. But it should be not something different about, it should be something different about our dress, yes, but it should be something different about our spirits. We shouldn't be mean, cussing Christians, you know, say one day, not say the next day. That's not how God wants us to be. He wants us to live a life of an abundance, a life of freedom. And I love this new testimony of grace. I love it. I love this new from not being under the law, that I'm free from the law, because truly the law did have me bomb the churches and, you know, don't wear, you can't wear lipstick, you're going to hell if you wear earrings, you're going to hell, because they were talking about the physical, but God truly looks on the heart of a man. He looks on the heart, he looks on your heart, and he looks on your works, and that's what we should be about now. We should be about works and helping one another, but we're so far from that. We're so the churches now, they're just interested in building their big mega churches. Yeah, I said it. Whoever's listening out there, I'm sorry. You know, you can't go to the big churches and get nothing, because you can't go to the church and get a loaf of bread unless you got to go through a whole meeting. You can't go to the big church and get your rent paid. They don't want to pay it. They don't even want to bury you. Call my church, I'm not even going to say. I said, if I didn't have any insurance, would you bury? Oh, no, you would have to go to your family. Oh, yeah, we should have insurance. God wants us to live in abundance. But the church has gotten away from what it's supposed to do, and that's help the people, not build all these big churches up and have 20, 30 churches in 50 different locations, and you know, and just because it's become, it has become, I don't know why I'm getting away from my word, but I believe I'm being led by the Holy Spirit. The churches now have become a business. Yeah, it has become a business where we've gotten away from what God really wanted us to do. That was go out to the byways and compel the people to come in. That's what God really wants us to be about. He wants us to be about going into the nursing homes. He wants us to be out by knocking on our neighbors' doors. Do you have a loaf? Do you need a loaf of bread? He wants us to. That's what he wants us to have. You can lay hands on the sick. The Bible says you can lay hands on the sick. You can feed the poor, you can do all of these things, but God is requiring for us to do that, yes. Lay hands on the sick, feed the poor. He's requiring for us to be a witness in the earth. He's requiring for us not to be big and to be building all these mega churches and having 20 churches in 40 different locations, and you're all over, but then when somebody comes to you and asks you, can I get a loaf of bread, can you help me pay my rent, or can you help me put my lights on, or can you just come to the hospital and visit me? You can't even come to visit that person. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I'm going to get off of that. That, you know, I'm just sharing my heart with you on tonight. And so I believe in this last day, God is calling for the true worshipers to stand up, the true disciples to go out and compel the people to come back in and get back into their word and love their neighbor and be able to, if you see your brother that he has a need, the Bible says if your brother has a need, give it to him. It didn't say lend it to them. It didn't say, it said give it to him, because it's, let me tell you something, I don't care what you give, God will give it back to you. He will always make a way for you. He will always make a way, because he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. So we need to cast our burdens on the Lord. Not only we need to cast our burdens on the Lord, but we need to leave them there. And we need to show agape love for our brothers and sisters. And I'm just so filled up on this evening about the nursing home and how, you know, I was thinking about it as I was walking through the stores, and I was like, oh, God, they're shopping, and I haven't been shopping in a long time. I can't even buy this, and I can't even do this. And I just had me a little woe is me party, and I would like to have. But all those material things, though, they're very nice to have, and I love them. I'm not saying we shouldn't have them. God wants us to have the very best, but they shouldn't have you, you know. And so I just love you on tonight. And I know I've been baffling a little bit here or there, but I want you to read Psalms 146 all week. Won't you just put that in your spirit and just read that all week? And I like this. It says, do not put your trust in princesses and, you know, in mortal men who cannot save you. Men cannot save you than God. All in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he is going to direct your path. Hallelujah. That's good stuff. That's just good. Good, 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 good stuff. And I'm going to read 148 because I like this. It talks about the creation of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, his all his angels. Praise him and all his heavenly hosts. Praise the sun and the moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. For he is good, and his mercy is enduring forever. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted, and splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his saints, of all Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. And I didn't add anything to it, but I just skipped a few things because I wanted to just say, just praise him. When you begin to praise him, the shackles of oppression, depression, heartaches, and the pains from this world will begin to seem so minute to you, because the Bible says that the suffering of this world is not compared. That's in Romans. Now, I'll get that scripture for you. The suffering of this world is not compared to the glory that will be revealed to us in heaven. So no matter what we go through, know that God is with us. He's standing in the gap for us. He's making intercession. And like I said, when you feel yourself getting so low, go into the nursing homes. Go encourage somebody. And so when you encourage somebody, watch God do what he did for me on today. He lifted up my spirits on today, because when I began to sing to those old people on today, I got a breakthrough in my spirit. Oh, great is his mercy. Oh, hallelujah on tonight. I give him great praise on tonight, and I thank you for every one of the listeners on tonight. And I want you to call in next week, and I just thank you for just standing by me at 101 Oasis. I'm Encourage Ministries, that you can continually to tune in, and that my prayer for you is that you will be encourage, that you have learned, if you don't learn anything else from I'm Encouraged Ministries, that you need to speak to yourself, trust nobody, but put your trust in God, and don't lean not onto your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all his ways. And he said he would direct our paths. He's going to direct our paths. And when you don't know what to do, stand. Walk towards your, don't just stand. If you need a job, just don't say, well, I'm just waiting on God. I'm just, no, God's waiting on you. You take the first step. You believe God, and he's going to see you through. Hallelujah. Great is his faithfulness unto you on tonight. Great is his mercy unto you tonight. He is so faithful, and I love him so dearly. So we're going to go to another song, and I think my time is almost up. I've just been really talking on tonight, and I just thank God for it. But I'm going to go to another song. I've still got a couple more minutes left. I will bless the Lord. How about that?
Hear you make some noise. Come on, here we go.
Listen, when I was up, when I'm down,
I will bless the Lord.
Whether I'm smiling or wear no frown,
I will bless the Lord.
I learned how to bless his name,
I will bless the Lord.
I learned how to give him praise,
I will bless the Lord.
Cause he's been good,
I will bless the Lord.
He's been kind,
I will bless the Lord.
He keeps keeping me,
I will bless the Lord.
Keeping me all the time,
I will bless the Lord.
When I don't feel like doing it,
I will bless the Lord.
I'm still clapping my hands,
I will bless the Lord.
When I don't feel like doing it,
I will bless the Lord.
I'm still involved.
How many are going to bless the Lord this week? Hallelujah. This is Evangelist Sophia at 101 Oasis. I'm Encourage Ministries. Don't forget to tune in on next week. I'm out, ladies and gentlemen. I thank God for that you have tuned in. And truly, we've had a blessed evening on this night. Don't forget to read your scriptures on this week. Don't forget to pray. You know, spend some time with God. If it's nothing but 5-10 minutes, it doesn't, you just start off with a 1 minute. You can just start off wherever you start off with, that's good. But start it off with it. So that's when you get ready to go through things, you have some backup. You'll have some spiritual backup. Your tank will be full, because if you don't fill it up with the word of God, then you're going to fill it up with junk. So when the enemy comes in and rushes in like a flood, you won't have anything to sustain you, because you'll be starving with the flesh. The flesh will always fail you. But if you fill your spirit up, you fill your gut up with the word of God, then you'll have something to back, you'll have something to stomp on the devil's head. So after done all to, on this week, be able to stand on the word of God. I'm standing. How about you? Keep standing on this week. My word to you is, I'm encouraged on this week. You tell yourself you're encouraged. And remember, God loves you. He loves you, and ain't nothing you can do about his love. He loves you in the morning. He loves you in the noon. He loves you in the evening. God just loves you. And tell yourself, God loves me. Hallelujah. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. So I'm going to leave you with that on this evening, and I'm going to play a little bit more of what we were just listening to. I will bless the Lord. This is your girl, Evangelist. Talk to you next week, this time, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. I'm Encourage Ministries. Hi, Mr. Wim. Glad you tuned in on tonight. I just want to give my brother, Minister Wim, a shout-out. God is doing some great things in his life, and I'm just excited about that, too. God bless you. Have a great evening.